Brighton Festival 2018.
Caravan is a series of performances that showcases a range of British performers, including Brighton's very own Victoria Melody. Ugly Chief is a dark comedy about organising your dad's funeral. Victoria, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, go on then, put our minds at rest. Your dad, Mike, is actually not dead.
Yeah, so, dad is alive and he's in the show.
Wow, OK. So, although he wasn't dead, he thought he was going to be dead.
So he was diagnosed with a terminal illness. He was given around 5 years to live. And he asked me to organise his funeral. So I organised his funeral. And then after a year, because they thought he had motor neurons disease, basically. And after about a year, the doctors contacted him because he wasn't... you know, he wasn't getting any worse.
Yeah.
And they said, "Oh, we've misdiagnosed you. You are going to die one day, but not yet." And he does have a little bit of a problem. He can't lift his arm very well, and he's got a bit of a limp. But it's basically a trapped nerve in the neck, which is very different to a terminal illness.
Sure. So was it as much of a shock to him to realise that he was going to live as it was that he was going to die?
It was one of those things he lost a lot of weight. He get, you know, on purpose, you know, going on a diet, eating healthily. He gave up smoking. He gave up drinking. He started exercising for the first time. And so he actually felt the best he'd ever felt. So when he got the diagnosis, obviously it was a huge relief, but he'd never felt better.
Good. So, basically, from something which, I mean, you've made this a comedy, so I'm wondering whether your father thinks it's a comedy as well now, because it doesn't sound it. If I was told I'm going to die and then told, oh, sorry, made a mistake, I see the comedy for others, but for the family...
Yes, so it's important to say that Dad is quite a character. He is... He is an antique dealer and he's been on television. He's been on shows like Dickinson's Real Deals and Secret Dealers, which sounds like a drug programme, but it's still about antiques. And I'm a performer and a comedian and I write and perform in theatre. So we're both show-offs, basically. And so the comedy comes from, because he's in the show, comes from that real daughter-father dynamic. And, you know, what actually happened was, you know, one of the things I was saddest about was when he had his diagnosis, his terminal diagnosis, was I thought, we've never collaborated, you know, and we're both a pair of show-offs. Why haven't we, you know, made something together? So as soon as he was given the all clear, I said, do you want to collaborate and make a theatre show out of this?
Wow.
And he, yeah.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
So your dad actually performs on stage with you in this?
Yes, and he's not... Although he does television, he's not a trained theatre performer or anything. To be honest, he's an absolute loose cannon. which is wonderful for the audience, painstaking for me.
By loose cannon, do you mean he can't learn lines? Is that...
I mean, he's learned the lines a bit. The script for the show is amazing. It's the best script that I've ever worked on. But, you know, you never get to hear that.
So who is the ugly chief of the title? Is it your dad?
So, yeah, Dad said... because, you know, Dad's a big storyteller and a dealer of his, an American dealer, said, oh, Mike, Melody's stories are great. You can believe half of what he says. And he said, he told me that Melody, which is our surname, he said it's Gaelic and it means ugly chief. And I thought that's the perfect title for the show. So I made the flyers and the posters and I sent them out. And then it turned out Melody doesn't mean ugly chief. Melody means tune. So, yeah.
Okay. Has this brought you and your dad closer together or has it driven you apart?
Oh, I mean, it's brilliant to see, because we argue a bit and stuff, it's brilliant to see that on stage, but the process can be a bit annoying sometimes because it's a dynamic change. It's a daughter telling a dad what to do, and he's stubborn, you know. So it hasn't always looked, you know, been that rosy in the rehearsal room. We've also got a live band on stage with us, a four-piece band, who sometimes act like our mum, you know, trying to be the diplomats in the room. But ultimately, it has brought us very, you know, it's been a very bonding, situation.
So having gone and already organised his funeral, which is now not happening, are you going to have it anyway?
Yeah, so the show, because we started working together and Dad wanted to make a show about Blackpool Football Club, but I don't like football. And then we were trying to work out, oh, what should we make the show about? And I said, Dad, I think we need to make the show about why you're sitting here today and why we're thinking about this collaboration. And that's because of your diagnosis. And I said, I tell you what, why don't I talk you through the funeral that I was going to put on for you? And so I talked him through it, and I told him the list of music that I had chosen, which is the list of music he gave me when I was only 7 years old. And then he denied that he'd ever given me that list of music, and he doesn't like any of that music anymore.
He didn't. This sounds like a real awkward squad.
Oh, he is awkward. He didn't like any of the funeral. So the show starts off with my funeral that he doesn't like, and then it goes into his funeral, which is absolute chaos.
So I guess this is a show which is for anybody who's got family, really, because I guess at the heart of it is an exploration of family relationships that don't always go smoothly.
Yeah, and it's you know, relationships aren't always beautiful, are they? And smooth. And
just like families.
No. And so, yeah, it's a very moving show. It's very funny, but it is moving because we haven't always got on. And, ultimately, it's a show about mortality as well. It's a living eulogy.
Sure, lovely, lovely. Well, it's taking place. Ugly Chief is on Tuesday at 8 at the Old Market in Hove. It's part of the Caravan programme, but it's sold out, is it?
It's sold out before it went on sale to the public.
Oh, crikey.
So it's sold out to all the members.
Right.
So for once, I'm doing a Brighton show where I'm not going to know anyone in the audience.
Yikes, okay. Well, what we always say to people on this programme is try and get some standby tickets, because quite often people do book them up very early and then things change in their life. But Victoria Melody, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb, and very good luck with Ugly Chief. Good luck with your dad.
Thanks.
Cheers.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.